morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you this morning. Gonna figure out if I'm turned on or not. No, I'm not. There we go. We welcome you. Last week, I made the mistake of apologizing to those people who were trying to watch on Zoom. And shortly after I finished that, the lights went out. And so if you're watching on Zoom or one of the other YouTube, you probably lost everything. And since it happened twice after that, no matter what Scott did, he couldn't get it back up. So hopefully the lights don't go out now. Let there be light, right? All right. Today we're going to welcome Ian Goddard to the table of communion to receive his first communion. We're happy for him. And I want to say, good job lighting those candles. All right. Wednesday, the ELCW meets at 1 and confirmation meets at 6. Thursday, there is a special suicide prevention program at Crazy Woman Square. I believe that's at noon. Does anybody remember? I lost my note. I'll check it out. Saturday is God's Work, Our Hands Day, and we will have some a work day. We'll be passing out, or I'll be finding out what some of our shut-ins would like to have done, and we'll pass that around to those who are willing to help. Next Sunday, we have the confirmation of three young people. And they're busily working on sermons. I got one. One was really very, very good, the first one. So, looking forward to them. And at 2 o'clock next Sunday, we'll have church council. Are there other announcements? All right, then let's begin. Well, please stand as you are able. We'll turn to the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hymn number 836 in the Red Book, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And it's probably written in your bulletin, too, so... good.
Lord of love,
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Our first reading this morning is from Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 through 11. A reading from Ezekiel. God appointed Ezekiel as a sentinel for the house of Israel. Ezekiel must faithfully convey God's warnings to the people. Remarkably, God, who is about to attack Jerusalem, gives a warning with the hope that repentance will make the attack unnecessary. Starting with verse 7. So you, mortal, I have made a sentinel for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked ones, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity. But their blood, excuse me, I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from their ways, and they do not turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now, you mortal, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, our transgressions and our sins weigh upon us, and we waste away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Thanks be to God. And let's join together on the psalm. Read responsively, please. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end.
Give me understanding, and I shall keep your teaching. I shall keep it with all my heart.
Lead me in the path of your commandments, for that is my desire.
Incline my heart to your decrees, and not to unjust gain.
Turn my eyes from beholding falsehood. Give me life in your way.
Fulfill your promise to your servant, which is for those who fear you.
Turn away the reproach that I dread, because your judgments are good.
Behold, I long for your commandments. By your righteousness, enlighten me.
Our second reading is from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. A reading from Romans. The obligation of Christians is to love one another and so fulfill the heart and goal of the law. Clothes make the person as we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and live today in light of the future God has in store for us. Excuse me. Starting with verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake up from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Said to the disciples, if another member of the church sins against you, go out and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two or more of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. A florist received a message on his answering machine asking that a floral arrangement be made for a funeral. And the person making the call said, make the ribbon extra wide. And they said, what I want on it is rest in peace. And then he said, if there is room, put, we will meet in heaven. Now, if there is room, he said, put, we will meet in heaven. Well, you can guess what happened. The person who transcribed it had on the ribbon, rest in peace. If there's room, we'll meet in heaven. Well, I have good news for you. There's plenty of room in heaven. The problem is not the space in heaven or that God doesn't want you in heaven because he's already preparing a place for you. The problem is us. We separate ourselves from God. We are the ones who forget that it's not a one-time thing. How many people know of other people who have joined the church and then that's the last time you see them? Or they're confirmed and they think, oh, that's graduation. I don't have to study the Bible. I don't have to go to church. I don't do anything anymore. Huh? Wow. Remember the movie Karate Kid? It's been years since I've seen it, but I remember there's this character, Daniel, who is a teenager, moves to a different town, and then he's confronted by some bullies. And after being beaten up and having his bike wrecked, he meets Mr. Miyagi, his neighbor, who knows karate. And he wants him to teach him karate, and he said, okay. So he gives him these seemingly useless and repetitive things to do, like painting a fence, painting this way, painting that way, painting this way, painting that way, polishing things, and standing on one foot doing something, and doing all these things, and he is almost at the point of giving it up and saying, this is ridiculous, I'm not learning karate. But then he is confronted by the bullies again, and all at once, all of these things that he had been practicing came into play, and he was able to defeat his enemies. Wow. A good example for all of us as we realize that the things that we have been learning over and over again, God is calling us to, not just to be repetitive, but to learn how things work. A POW, I've mentioned this before, I think I met in Kansas City with a youth event. He spoke to our group, and he said he had been a prisoner of war in Vietnam, and they were stuck in these little bamboo cages that were too small to stand up, to lay down. It was just a horrible thing, and they couldn't talk to one another, even though there were... I don't remember how many people he said were in this compound. And if they did speak, they got beaten with bamboo rods. And he said not being able to speak was horrible. And then they discovered that they all knew Morse code. And they began to tap out messages in Morse code. And they began to share scripture that they had learned as children, scripture that they had learned in confirmation class that they hated. They hated memorizing parts of the catechism, but all of these things came to mind and they were able to share them. And he said, that's what saved their minds. I learned the hard way that repetition sometimes is the best way of learning something. And I was learning to fly a plane. My instructor had me doing what they call touch and goes. It's where you come in for a landing, when the wheels touch down, you shove the throttle in and you take off again, and you circle the field and come back in at the right altitude, come in for another landing. Over and over again, I think I don't know how many days I spent, hour after hour, doing touch and goes. But there's another one that he had me doing, and it's called a stall. And that's where you get the plane to a certain elevation, and then you pull back on the throttle to the point where the plane starts to fall backwards. That's a stall. And then you have to start it up again. He was telling me that if you do that at the wrong time and too fast, it can cause the plane to literally flip and plow you into the ground. So it's there was a practice, and that's again another one of those things I did over and over again, and I thought, what a waste of time. And then one day, my plane actually did stall. And all of the things that he taught me came to play. And quite obviously, you can tell that I didn't crash land and die. At least I don't think I did. I think I'm still alive. Most of the time I feel like I'm alive. But that's part of what it means to be actually a Christian who practices what he has learned through all of those ages. It's what the prophet Isaiah, in today's reading we have Ezekiel reminding the people and warning the people that if they don't change their ways, they're going to end up in exile. Well, the rest of the story comes out in Isaiah where they did end up in exile. And now Isaiah is writing to those POWs in exile and telling them to return to the Lord, to pay attention to what the Lord is teaching them. Because he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My way is higher than your way. I discovered the truth of that this week, this last week. This road between here and Tensley, there is a hairpin curve on that. Most of us have done it. It's one that you don't take at 65 miles an hour. But right before you get to that real sharp turn, there's a little turnoff where, and I actually got out of the car and looked down. And looking down, you can see the hairpin curve as it gets down to the bottom. But when you come up, all you see is this steep mountain. And you wonder, how in the world am I going to get up there? But but looking down, you can see the path. Well, think of God as being high on this mountain, looking down upon us. And most of us are looking up and thinking, man, how are we ever going to get to heaven? Is there ever really room up there? But God knows the path that we need to take. And he calls us to that path through the prophets and through the apostles, like Paul, who tells us today that the true path isn't through the law, but through love. Love God, love one another. That is the fulfillment of all the law. And if there is anything that separates us from God, it's sin. And he calls us back from sin. And he says, if anything separates you from one another or from God, come together and learn what it means to love with all your heart, your mind, and your soul the Lord God, who calls you from the darkness and into the light. Remember those days when we had Christmas lights that were in series? You know, If one little light was not turned in properly, or if it was dead, nothing would light up. One family was telling me about their Christmas tradition. I thought it was kind of neat. They had one of those series of lights on their tree, and they had taken out, let each kid take one light, their favorite color light, out. And then on Christmas Eve, they would sit around the tree, and each one, in turn, would turn in their light. And after, as they were doing that, they were supposed to say what they were thankful for that year. And then they would conclude that with, thank you, Jesus. And they would go sit down. The next kid would get up and plug in his light. One year, they said, it didn't work quite as well. The youngest was really ticked off about something. He just sat there and pouted. Well, until he plugged his light in, the lights wouldn't turn on. So the person who had really irked him finally went over to him and said, "I'm sorry, Jim. I shouldn't have done that. Plug your light in, please." And finally he said, "Okay." So he plugged his light in and he said, "I'm thankful that my brother finally admitted he was wrong. Thank you, Jesus." And he went and sat down. The light brought all the lights on. They sang the carol they normally would sing at Christmas. And then they were able to open their gifts. What a gift it is. What God calls us to is not the darkness, but to the light. Let your light shine for all to see, serving both friend and enemy. As he died for us, let us live for him and serve him eternally. That's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us sing, let us break bread together.
Received into the family of the church and accepted as Christ as his own. We know that they are sinners and need forgiveness. We know the joy of being loved and accepted by him and are eager to say thank you. Therefore, as members of the family, they're now ready to receive the Lord's Supper. So let us all join in professing the faith of the church. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. On behalf of the Church, I ask you, Ian, do you believe in that in holy baptism God accepted you as his child? So answer, I believe. You're about to be admitted to admitted to Holy Communion. The Church invites you and expects you to worship regularly. It's important that you hear what God has to say to you and that you give God thanks. You will also be expected to continue to attend youth night so that you may grow in your understanding of what living a Christian life means. Because we believe that Christ is really present in Holy Communion, you will want to receive him as often as you can. Later, you'll be invited to confirm your faith, committing your life to Jesus Christ. All of this will help you to live as God wants you to live. So, I ask you, do you promise to worship, attend youth night, and receive Holy Communion regularly? If so, answer, I do, with the help of God. Congregation has heard your confession of faith and your promises. God's whole family shares the concern and responsibility for helping you to grow up in Christ. Will you, the parents, do all you can to encourage your child to fulfill their promise? If so, answer, I will with the help of God. Will you, the congregation, do all you can to help these young people to fulfill their promises? If so, answer, I will with the help of God.
I will with the help of God.
By the authority of the Church, I now invite you in to the Lord's table to receive the presence of Christ in his sacrament with us. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Welcome. You may be seated. The service continues with the prayers of intercession. Please stand as you are able. Drawn together in the compassion of God, we pray for the Church, the world, and all those in need. Unite your Church, O God. Grant us gifts of repentance and reconciliation. Bless the cooperative work of churches in Buffalo. Strengthen ecumenical partnerships. Guide the work of the Lutheran World Federation and the World Council of Churches. Lord, in your mercy, protect your creation, O God. Teach us ways that do not harm what you have entrusted to our care. Renew and enliven places suffering from drought, flood, storms, or pollution. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Turn nations and leaders from ways that lead to death. Shape new paths toward peace and cooperation, teaching us to recognize one another as neighbors. Guide legislators, civil servants, judges, and police toward laws that protect the well-being of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Tend to all in need of your compassion. Hear the cries of those awaiting justice and those yearning for forgiveness. Give community to the lonely and the neighbors of the outcast. Shelter all who are vulnerable in body, mind, or spirit. We pray especially for Reverend Bob Miller, Reverend Kevin Burt, and Vicki Martin, and others we name in our hearts before you now.
Mary, Fred, Bonnie.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sustain us in our work, O God, and give work to those who need it. Shape societies to ensure fair treatment for all who labor. Help us to love our neighbors in and through our work. Lord, in your mercy, let a special blessing flow over Ian as he receives you for the first time in Holy Communion. Help him to know that you are always with him. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else that you see that we need, we entrust to your mercy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us join in singing the offertory hymn. Give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy,
declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath.
We praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into future.
We bless you, O God.
We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now.
We thank you, O God.
We know he came to rescue us. A baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Nails in him, that rugged cross was our cross too. away, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We pray for the gift of your Holy Spirit in our gathering within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit in your church, without end.
Amen. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Before we sing the next song, let me explain how communion will take place. I will drop some bread in your hand, and I would ask that you come up, probably this way, or actually this way, which I can only be on one side at one time. So come through here. I'll put some bread in your hand, and you may take one of the glasses. The ones in the center are grape juice. So let us sing. Thank you. Please stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our life, our strength, our food, we give you thanks for sustaining us with the body and blood of your Son. By your Holy Spirit, enliven us with his body in the world, that more and more you will give your praise and serve your earth and its many peoples, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Hymn number 685. As I've said many times, the most dangerous hymn in the hymnal, if you take it seriously. Let's go in peace and remember the poor.
Thanks be to God.